Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
And I believe, Ginny, this time we actually have got Erin on the line. Erin, are you there?
I am.
Oh, finally, there we go. Yay. We deserve a cheer for that one.
Fantastic.
Erin, thanks for joining us this morning. I know you're a very busy, busy lady. I've been seeing your tweets and your Instagram, so thank you for joining us this morning.
That's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
We saw images of you taking part in the infamous Marriage Equality No Hate campaign a couple of weeks ago. You were taking photos over there at QT Hotels. Why was it important for you to be a part of?
You know, I've always had a vast variety of friends who, you know, like gay and lesbian, and, you know, particularly growing up in musical theatre and dancing and everything like that, you know, I just something that I feel really passionate about, and I'm someone who believes that, you know, we're all completely equal, and it just seems ridiculous in this day and age that, you know, we still have some of the discrimination that exists. So, you know, it's a fantastic campaign. I can't believe how big it's gone globally, and it was such an honour to be asked to be part of it. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me.
Well, I was going to say, you were one of the many beauties and familiar faces who stood for the campaign here in Australia. One of them, sadly, being Charlotte Dawson, which you actually had your photograph done on the same day as she did. Had you met her before? How did she seem to you at the shoot?
Yeah, I have met her a couple of times just at events in the past. You know, incredibly sad situation to, you know, have been working with someone who is so passionate about these kinds of issues, and you know, it just shows that sometimes you just never really know what's going on with someone, because she's always very upbeat, very friendly, very seemingly positive kind of person, you know, when you met her at these kinds of events. So yeah, an absolute honour though to have worked with her on her last campaign.
Absolutely, it was the last photo shoot she ever did, and it was a bit of a shock for all of us when we found out of her passing. But
yeah, definitely it was.
On a lighter note, we read that you used to be really heavily involved with theatre, because you are a bit of a talented lady with singing and dancing. Was there where you met your first LGBTIQ person?
Yeah, I guess so, because I started dancing when I was four. So
wow, you've been. Yeah. Were you a little tapper? Were you in ballet?
No, I was a jazz and tap dancer, and then I started singing and playing instruments when I was really young. So kind of learned a bit of everything.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool. Now, as you know, this week is all about women. Our show today is about women because Saturday is International Women's Day. Do you have anything planned?
I do. I have an event coming up on the 19th of March, which is the Everyday Women's Festival. And it's something that we've got going on up in Sydney, which is, you know, just part of one of the many celebrations of International Women's Week. But, you know, I'm always happy to get a part in some fantastic causes. But if anyone needs me for anything, let me know.
Yes, you are a willing woman to help out. Who are the women that inspire you, Erin?
You know, a wide myriad of people, I think. Anyone who succeeds in what they do is, you know, an absolute inspiration. And, you know, my mother, of course, is one of the most influential and, you know, inspirational people of my time. You know, she managed to raise two children and have a career the entire time. So I think as long as you're healthy and happy and loving what you're doing, that's pretty inspirational.
No, absolutely. And I've got to say, on the Miss World Australia front, now certain stereotypes, I mean, I've watched Miss Congeniality as my guideline or my Bible to pageant contestants, but they seem to have a stock standard response when they ask, you know, what do you want to achieve from becoming a pageant winner of world peace? That wasn't your answer, was it, Erin?
No, they've kind of stopped asking that question to avoid that faux pas again and again. No, that wasn't my answer. Actually, my question was, what do you think the most pressing issue is for the youth of today? When I had my question, and my answer was something along the lines of, you know, with the rise of social media and, you know, the bullying that happens in online these days, it's really important to make sure that we've got, you know, programs and things in place to make sure that, you know, kids aren't getting involved with these things, you know, too young, and there's a kind of support there to help out. So I can't remember exactly word for word what it was, but it was something along those lines. A little different to, well, peace.
Well, speaking of the anti-bullying things that you were talking about earlier, did you, after Charlotte passed away, sadly, Jules Lund started a hashtag called Zero Tolerance. Have you jumped on board that too, Erin?
Yeah, I've also jumped on the Charlotte's Law hashtag as well, which is the petition that they were implementing to, you know, stand against this hate and this, you know, blind bullying of people who, you know, you've never met before. So, yeah, I've been more on the Charlotte's Law hashtag, but I'm looking, hopefully, with starting actually an initiative between myself and a couple of other people in the coming weeks that we're working on, which will focus on that issue as well.
Well, that's pretty cool. And Erin, before we go, or before we let you go, we know that you're busy, but what's coming up in 2014? Do you have a moment to breathe, or are you everywhere and everywhere?
I'm pretty busy, actually. At the moment, I've just pulled over in the car because I'm on my way to an event and then a shoot and then an event today. But in terms of big things, I'm working with a children's theatre company over in New Zealand. So I'll be spending a couple of weeks, you know, back and forth over in New Zealand. I'm judging the Miss France competition as the international guest, which will be really exciting.
Oh la la.
Europe before, yeah. You know, parlez-vous français, pick up my French.
Oh, wow. Very good. That deserves an applause.
It's the accent. I have no idea what I'm saying. we're heading over to Fiji for judging the Miss Teen Australia competition, and I'm the ambassador of an education company here in Australia, so we're setting up some offices in India and Philippines in the next month or so. So that's kind of the travel that I've got booked in for now, but, you know, always looking for new and exciting opportunities and, you know, continue all the charity work that we do at Miss World Australia as well. They keep me pretty busy.
That's so cool. And if you are free on Saturday between midday and 2 o'clock, we've got a special International Women's Day broadcast here on Joy, so you'll have to listen into that as well.
Absolutely. I think that might be the only time I break this week.
Have fantastic. Some lunch and tune in. Erin Holland, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to chat to us. Absolute pleasure chatting to you. And hopefully we'll chat to you later on in the year to see what you've been up to or relaxing.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate your time.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.